Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Jerry Sandusky had a long, successful career as an assistant football coach with a college program celebrated for two things, winning and Joe Paterno, not necessarily in that order. Lots of college football fans, and not just college football fans in Pennsylvania, have long regarded Coach Paterno as a rock of integrity in a sea of corruption and hypocrisy. Whereas other coaches promise their recruits continuity and then leap to more lucrative jobs at higher-profile football schools to nobody's surprise, Joe Pa has remained in Happy Valley. He has come to represent Penn State the way Newt Rockne once represented Notre Dame, only better, because Paterno's reputation has been that he's less inclined than Rockne was to include on his roster young men who weren't even pretending to be students. Among those inclined to make icons of college football coaches, Joe Paterno has been one. This is, of course, why so much of what has been written and said about the allegations concerning Jerry Sandusky, athletic director Tim Curley, and senior vice president Gary Schultz has turned to discussions of Joe Paterno. Various trespasses are endemic to college football, and lots of them are winked at, but child abuse and the enabling of same are not among them. Legitimately or not, Paterno has been the face of a program celebrated for its resilience and integrity. Now, whether his supporters want to acknowledge it or not, it's become apparent that Joe Paterno did not do everything he could have done to prevent a man with whom he was closely associated for many years from continuing to use his Penn State football connections to achieve access to the children he allegedly abused. Unlike Tim Curley and Gary Schultz, Paterno has not been charged with failure to report child abuse or with perjury. Paterno says he told the athletic director about Jerry Sandusky's alleged crimes in 2002, which, he maintains, is when the alleged abuse first came to his attention. But apparently, although Sandusky continued to operate football camps on Penn State facilities, Paterno never wondered why nothing had happened as a result of his conversation with the AD. Another coach at another university might be able to sidestep criticism by maintaining that he'd pass the buck to the appropriate bureaucrat, but it doesn't work that way for icons.